One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
This is David Marler, UFO researcher, and you're listening to That UFO Podcast.
Hi everyone, Andy here, and this is your July preview pod. Lots to cover on this one, so thank you for joining me. Just to tell you that our map guide is now officially out. This is something we've been talking about for a few weeks, Dan and I put together from the beginning of the year with a small publisher, Herb Lester. It's herblester.com if you want to check them out. It's available now from July 1st, direct from the publisher, and of course through Amazon and other suppliers. But if you can support a small business like Herb Lester, a very small publishing organisation, then buy it direct through them. That would be great. It's called The Skies Above, and is a map and guide of around 40 cases from across the UK. Some well-known, such as Rendlesham and Calvine, are in there, but there's many more that you may not have heard of. There's a pullout that folds out to a wonderful map detailing on one side where in the UK these sightings have taken place. On the other side, in a sort of old-fashioned newspaper style, with a paragraph on each case detailing the sightings themselves, what happened, the dates, the times, and any witnesses involved too. It's a fantastic little gift for anyone who's interested in UFOs. It's not a book, like I say, it is like a map slash guide. If this goes well, it'd be great to do another focusing on other countries and continents around the world as well. So if you can pick up a copy, please do. It's around £10 or like $12 to $15 depending on location and all that kind of stuff. And might even be a good gift for anyone in your life who has an interest in UFOs too. So thank you very much to those who have pre-ordered already. That was very kind of you, and I'd love to see you if you do get your copy. Tag us in on social media, or even just send us via email a little picture of yourself with it. That would be very, very cool. So check that out. It's The Skies Above. If you search that online, especially with the surname McGrillin, you will find it comes up no problem at all, and various suppliers around the world. It's been a small labour of love for myself and Dan, and we want to thank Ben over at Herb Lester for the opportunity, and also Beth, who illustrated the guide. So thank you very much. But listen, on to this month's guests. This was a busy one, and I didn't realise how busy until I started writing this format a few minutes ago, and even went, oh, I forgot I've got that guest booked in, and oops, I've got that one still to record, and yeah, so I'm already well into August in terms of guests. July's totally packed out, like I say. Available as of today is a preview of Phenomenology. Now, you'll remember this was the series that Dan was a part of that many of you listeners crowdfunded to get him out to Columbia at not very much notice. Again, thanks for affording him that opportunity. That was incredible of so many of you. Ash Cowie, who is the producer and director of Phenomenology, joined us to discuss episode 1 called Dancing Lights. It's available from today, July 1st. That's from 7 p.m. UK, 2 p.m. Eastern, and 11 a.m. Pacific on Vimeo, on demand. The link will be in the description for this podcast as well. The first episode is free, and then you can choose to then rent the other 6 episodes of the series, but you do get to watch that first one free to decide, you know, if you want to go ahead and buy the rest. There will be bonus content to come. If you listen to that preview with Ash and Dan that I recorded last night, you'll hear about the bonus content, what's going to be on there, and how you'll have access to that content for a full year as well. So do check it out, especially that first episode being completely free, folks. You'll see Dan on there, you'll see Vinny from Disclosure Team, and the rest of the cast involved in putting this production together. I would say very quickly, if you liked the Aerial Phenomenon documentary and that tone and that style of documentary, then this will be up your street. I really do think that. But let us know, check out that first episode. Again, the link is in the description. On to some of the interviews for this month. Last night, I interviewed Grant Cameron, the inimitable Grant Cameron, I should say. That's already up on premium services. We cover a hell of a lot of ground in an hour. If you know Grant Cameron, you'll know he is a wealth of knowledge. He is incredible to listen to. He talks fast, but he gets through a lot in that time. I felt I was much better prepared for this one than when I interviewed him last May 2021. We covered a lot of ground, including what surprised Grant most in the last 12 months, senators visiting well-known experiencers' properties recently, the Wilson-Davis memos and Grant's part in those, whose notes does Grant have to release after their passing? So when they die, Grant has some notes to release of theirs. More hearings coming this year. New books from Grant on the horizon, and one called UFO Sky Pilots, about people who claim to have piloted ET or non-human craft, which sounds really interesting. That'll be out July 4th. So happy holidays, happy Independence Day to our listeners who are celebrating. That'll be out July 4th on the free feeds. But if you can support via Patreon, Apple Premium, or That UFO Podcast Premium, if you search that on Spotify, then you'll get that early for that price of a coffee, like I always say, or less than a good coffee as well. So yeah, that one will be out very, very soon. One I've kept quiet for some time, as I've been trying to lock down the names and the format for this as well, is going to be recording next week. It will be a review of the first 6 months or so of 2022, discussing the events, what have happened, the fallout, the potential outcomes, and what we can expect for the second half of 2022. So first up for a series of special shows with me on that will be George Knapp and Colm Kelleher coming back on the podcast. I don't have to tell you who those gentlemen are. George Knapp, famous journalist, Colm Kelleher, who wrote the Skinwalkers of the Pentagon book, but also has been involved in a lot of investigations on the subject as well, teaming up with George Knapp again, coming back on the podcast with me to discuss the events of this year. Then Jeremy Corbell will be coming on for another one of those shows to look at, again, highlights of the year so far. If you have any highlights of the year, particularly not podcast highlights, you know, thanks to those who sent me those over, but things that have happened in terms of UFO news in 2022, then email me those over, ufouapam@gmail.com, and let me know what those are, and I'll try and build some of those into the format as well, because it's not going to be an interview back and forward. We're going to be discussing the year and what's happened so far, and obviously still what's to come as well. So first up, George Knapp and Colm Kelleher, and then Jeremy Corbell should be joining me as well. So a lot to cover within those, but I'm very much looking forward to those.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Robin Hansen will be a guest on the podcast this month. He's joining me for an interview next week. He was recently on with Lex Friedman discussing alien civilizations, UFOs, and much more. He's a professor at George Mason University and also a researcher at the Future of Humanity Institute in Oxford. So get any questions over for Robin. You can check out Robin Hansen on Lex Friedman's podcast very, very recently. It's one I'm looking forward to getting into the academic side of the discussion, but also someone who's quite happy to have those speculative conversations as well. It's something we're all kind of clamouring for within the community. So get your questions over for Robin, please. Later on this month, there will be another deep dive. I'll announce that in due course, but any suggestions are welcome to what you would like to see as part of that deep dive format, and any guests you think would be good to have on. I appreciate people are going to again suggest, get Chris Mellon on, get Tom DeLong on. I would get those guests on if I could, and we're still always trying to get those names on as well. But yeah, availability will always be key. But anything you would like to hear as part of those deep dives, let me know. The feedback has been brilliant on the Wilson-Davis deep dive with Joe Murgia. Joe was fantastic, very generous with his time. And I really wanted to make sure it wasn't just an interview, you know, a back and forward Q&A. And I felt that was a success. So a lot more of those to come as well in the future. Dan will join me later on this month to have a look at our next documentary review, and that will be the James Fox classic Out of the Blue. Dan Aykroyd's one went down really well, and we said we'll try and do one a month and go over our thoughts and opinions. You're surprised at what comes up in these documentaries and how things said at the time can become so relevant, how some opinions or theories can become quite dated. So if you get a chance to watch Out of the Blue, in advance, email over your thoughts to UFOUAPAM at gmail.com or any questions you have, and we'll get those into the recording as well. My rescheduled interview with John Alexander will then be up. It is ready to happen. I had internet issues very last minute last week, literally 10 minutes before recording. My internet totally cut off and I couldn't get it back on for the evening, which meant I had to cancel, which was very, very annoying. John has been very patient though. That'll be available sometime this month. I'm hoping to record that within the next week or so. And again, that'll be one of those interviews available this July. So please do look out for that one. Already also lined up this month, but it may not come out in July, might go into August, just with the schedule already filling up, will be interviews with Simeon Hine and also Michael Masters. Both of them have new books published, so check those out. The links will be in the description of this podcast, but again, I'll be bringing them on to discuss those new releases, but it's likely looking to be August that those interviews are going to be released, so I look forward to speaking to both those gents, both of them already having been on the podcast. I've then got a couple of listener call-ins to record, because I did record some of the listener call-in show last month, which I got half done, but then illness and life got in the way. So those will be coming out, and I've got a few listeners to get back in touch with to record their calls for the first time, sorry. So if you want to get involved in the listener call-in show, email me on ufouapam@gmail.com and please let me know. A very fun format, very laid back, relaxed, and always an interesting conversation to speak to you, the listener. As well. Finally, thanks to all of you who have listened and supported the podcast over the months. If you want that early ad-free access, then you can sign up via Patreon, Apple Premium, or search that UFO Podcast Premium on Spotify, and you can support the podcast. Like I always say, I should get it on a t-shirt, shouldn't I, for the price of a coffee. If you're a fan of the YouTube service and watching on video, then sign up to the YouTube channel and join with a membership on there for similar early ad-free benefits. If you do sign up to any of those services, please let me know and we'll get you the Discord access. The Discord community is thriving, a lot of great regulars in there and people dipping in and out for some fantastic conversation as well. Otherwise, thank you very much for listening. It's always a pleasure to hear from you, so reach out, leave us a 5-star review if you can on your chosen platform. It really does mean a lot. Like, share, subscribe to the channel, all that kind of stuff is very much appreciated to help with growth and exposure. And just listen, folks, that really does make all the difference. Enjoy the holiday weekend if you're celebrating. If not, stay safe, have fun, and keep looking up. You never know what you might see. That is all for this week's show. Thank you very much for listening. Please remember to leave the podcast a review on your chosen platform. You can like, retweet, and subscribe. That would all be very much appreciated. The shows are being uploaded onto YouTube as we speak more and more. You can sign up at patreon.com/thatufopodcast to access the shows ad-free as well. Please get in touch on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, That UFO Podcast. Of course, on Twitter, it's @UFOUAPAM. And again, folks, as always, keep looking up. You never know what you might see.
It wasn't a tic-tac and not quite a saucer. More like a hubcap designed by Chaucer. A little baroque and quite steampunk, like Alice was playing bass for the Parliament of Funk. The little fucker hovered right outside of my window, and when I shoved out the screen, he made it an issue. I don't think he expected me to see his ass, but I'd had some champagne and smoked a little rat. Met question, how could it have been any better? I got to the top of the stairs and there he was. Like, you awake? I was about to abduct you, cuz. Back and nearly kissed myself, and I climbed out the window after the elf, and I woke up in my bed, and there was something on my head, and everything was weird, and everything was red. I called up my boys, they thought this was noise, they thought it was a dream, they thought it was my toys, they thought it was my problems, and they think I should take care of me, and I don't know what to do, because it doesn't really scare me.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You're due for your biannual cleaning, something you usually forget and would rather not remember. But you just got a reminder from the dentist you look forward to seeing. The Gentle Dentist, the only dentist you're happy to come back to. The Gentle Dentist in Worthington. How can we make you smile? Call 614-431-3311.